Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
There it is. Intro music, Rise Against, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Thank you, Jesse the Walking Man Turner, for the first three segments of the show. Man, trying to go, I don't know if it was a rabbit hole, Johnny, but this, you know, just putting out there this concept of critical teaching, I think. Let's just call it that, right? Whether it's, I'm going to use the Ballad of Hollis Brown, I'm going to look historically at the lyrics Bob Dylan wrote, the reality of the fact that that song itself was situated in the Dust Bowl era, and looking at South Dakota farming, and then Rise Against remaking redoing the song in a punk version, and then laying a video on top of it, looking at the plight of today's American family farmer, looking at poverty there, and saying, man, I want to teach this stuff. But in today's world of banning, saying the word gay, talking about structural racism, you know, I start thinking about these powerful concepts I want to teach. And it makes me pause, though, because of this banning world we're in. And Jesse and you, Johnny, kind of restored my faith today, tonight, to say, nah, man, that's what we have to do. That's our job. And then it made me think all the way back to the beginning of the show. We're saying, you know, the horrible war that's going on in Ukraine, right? And again, let, you know, be careful the way we walk on this, but they're fighting for the ability to not be banned, to have democracy, to teach freely. The Russian citizens that are speaking out against the war in their country are being arrested for protesting. How close are we getting with the banning of these words that people don't start to see a sort of parallel Putin world here? Am I going too far, Johnny?
No, I don't think you're going too far, because I think I share a related concern to the topic that we're talking about tonight, is that the bans are reminders that there is an effort within our struggling democracy right now, right? A highly polarized country that we're in, United States right now, where the media is used in divisive ways on both sides to provide a vast sea of misinformation. So I'm regularly talking to teachers, and we're working on how do we prepare young people to navigate misinformation and to build, you know, really strong democratic literacy skills. Right? How do we gather multiple perspectives and make complicated decisions? Because that's the world we all live in, right? And we're highly divided right now over misinformation and also injustices, right? Both current and historical injustices. And so, you know, I think one of the things that is important to note is that bans and this move to say what we can and cannot teach, especially when it threatens being able to teach historical accuracy, right, is absolutely a sign of an effort. And I won't even go to say it's a rise in, I'll say it's an effort to move more, even more towards a government of tyranny, right? And it's sort of, if we study history, we know some of these corollaries that those kinds of dictatorships that you're pointing us towards, sort of this like Putin-esque kind of era, right, is that it's ultimately decisions are made by one person or one particular interest group, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a highly centralized, authoritarian, tyrannical government. And that's the kind of practices that those governments put into action, is banning things, especially when they're historical truths that threaten their power, right? And so I think that's one thing we are seeing a real push towards. And we need to see it as that. And that's also why I think, you know, what Jesse's reminded us of, that teaching, right, is an investment in future democracy, right? And so when we're engaged in preparing that next generation for being the leaders, it's incredibly important that we do draw those connections, that building on a legacy of white supremacy and building on a legacy of classism and building on a legacy of patriarchy, there are political interest groups and particular leaders who want to ban historical truths, right? That will, that ban, hopefully, is their hopes, is will prevent young people from seeing the possibility of social justice and equity in our communities, because it's right on the horizon for most of our students. They can see that it's possible. They're learning how to think and handle democratic decisions in a just way, right? They're demanding it because our societies are not just, right? They're saying then enough already. Let's work towards them being more just. Let's not just talk about it. Let's actually put it to action. And so that's always the move of the authoritarian government, is to shut down where they learn to have that kind of power. And those are in our classrooms and in our communities. And I just don't think it's possible, Tim. That's my optimism. I just don't think that you can stop the train or turn it around. There are too many teachers who are committed to historical accuracy in a bipartisan kind of way. And I'm not a bipartisan guy. I'm not one who's really out there saying, hey, let's all get together and work this out. But absolutely, that is what we need. And I see that happening with a lot of teachers who are saying, you know what, I'm committed to teaching our young people about history so that we can move forward together in a new and different way, right? And call that democracy. And so that's my hope, that's my optimism, and it's in those teachers around the world.
No, it definitely is. I mean, you really helped me even come more clear on this. It's these bans, to not see them, as you say, as an encroachment of a tyrannical, dictatorial type of thing, is to really, you know, delude yourself. And so when you're watching CNN, quote, left wing, when they're so upset about the fact that Russians are being arrested for protesting, but yet won't cover a story and say anything negative about DeSantis's ban on saying the word gay, and not seeing the parallels there, my goodness, how do you do that? Johnny Lupinacci, Busted Pencils, there we go. Fully educated, or what do you say, fully leaded.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, man.
I don't think we're ever fully educated, but we could be fully
leaded. We're fully leaded. Pencils educated, on top of pencils. Talking education, back next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!